Okay, so if you... So if you, and I, we're probably just going to have to leave it for next week to go on because I think it's just too important to pass over. But what I'm seeing here is that when this happens, then it says, after this has happened, but speaking the truth in love, now, in this condition now, unified in this faith relationship, now, speaking the truth in love, what does Paul say? We may grow up in all things into Him who is the head, Christ. And then he goes on and talks about from whom the whole body, joint and knit together, by which every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. You see, it's what I'm saying here in very simple terms. We're not going to grow up until every member is doing its part. We're not going to grow up just because we got ministry. We're not going to get three mature people and the rest of the body. The whole function of ministry is that every member may mature according to the grace. Now, here's the mistakes people make. We're out of time, but we can take a couple more minutes. First of all, they've been in the religious system. And they've gotten tired of sitting there listening to the pastor and sermons. And they say, this can't be God. And they throw it all off. We're just going to go meet in a home. And I'm through with it. Don't talk to me about the fivefold ministry. Don't talk to me about pastors. Don't talk to me about that. Let's just gather and let the body function. So they all gather in a room. And we have a cup of coffee. And let's see who's got a song. And who's got a scripture verse, and who's got a testimony, and, well, we're going to have body ministry. The only problem is, we have the blind leading the blind.
Not born again.
Well, that could be true. But I'm kind of hoping that maybe they've got some life there somewhere. but they have thrown off God's provision. See? They said, listen, we're tired of that. And they've thrown it all out. Now, I agree. They put too much on one man. They expected that one pastor to be the elders and to be the prophet and to be the teacher and to be everything. And they sunk the person by putting all the responsibility and then by sitting back in the pew and holding their hands. And then he died. Either he died in their vision or he died in reality because he couldn't bear it. And I've talked to both of them. Then they said, you let us down. Yeah, that's it. And they say, you let us down. Okay. And really, who's at fault? Well, yeah, he's at fault. I agree. But we're at fault because we sat there and put all kinds of burden on him that he couldn't bear. And he was sincere. He wanted to. And he died. You know, he just quit. Gave up. There have been more men that have been destroyed that way. You can't even believe how many men have been destroyed that way. They had a good heart. They wanted to serve God. They went out, and not in God's order, they destroyed themselves, and they destroyed everybody else. All right? And they were well-meaning. Okay, I'm believing the best. I'm not picking up the worst right now. Okay? But the problem is, they throw aside God's provision of ministry, come together, and then week after week, they just gather, and everybody kind of just shares and cheers, and you know, and all they have is a coffee club. They don't go any place. All right? They don't know where to go. Okay? So then the other mistake is this. Well, we really need ministry. So they find some gifted man, you know, he's really good. He's dedicated. I mean, he's sold out. He left everything and okay, you go to God and you hear for us and you come down and tell us what God said. But we're not back in the day of Moses. We want a king. And we make him king. And we all just sit there. Wow, he can really preach. Wow, come and hear him. Wow, because he's a really good preacher. Is it doing anything in us? No, but we're happy to hear him preach. Why? Because we're not being exercised. We're like sitting in a classroom, if you will, listening to the lecture, but we never sign up for the laboratory. And of course, the lecture is at 1 o'clock after we've had lunch and it's dark and you know, we kind of stay awake for 10 minutes and then we go to sleep. And I'm speaking from experience. And so we go on year after year. We got a good preacher.
You're not a denomination.
No, we're not a denomination. But we got a good preacher. But we're not going anyplace. And life passes us by.
Well, coming out, but not coming
exactly. In. Okay? So here we are. Two sides. Both are wrong. Both are wrong. Let me say it one more time. Both are wrong. And they will not produce the edifying of the body, and we will not grow up. All right? So we'll leave the negative aside. What is right? We need God-given ministry. It says, know those that labor among you. Listen to them. Watch their faith. Follow them. Benefit from them. They're God's gift of grace to you. You can't do without them. We need elders. We need prophets. We need teachers. We need evangelists. We need apostles. They all have their function. We need them. Okay? What are they for? To do our work? No. To prepare us to do our work. And we need to benefit from them. And we'll know when they're functioning right when we're benefiting and receiving the grace and it's starting to work in our life where we start to grow up and we see clearly and we know what to do and we start to do it and we start to be exercised. And we're no longer sitting like this with our arms folded, but we're listening for God, not to the man, for God. We're looking for truth, and we start to see what to do with it, and then we start to be exercised in that truth and get out of our sofa or our sleepy chair and get out on the racetrack and begin to start to experience God in our place in life. Okay? And to stay on that narrow, straight way without falling into either ditch on either side is a challenge.
And wouldn't you say that's what it means to work out your salvation?
Definitely part of it. No question about it, Dan. No part about it. But I believe if you had to capture in three or four verses God's plan for maturity, it's right here. It's right here. But you got to read it, and you got to read it, and you got to read it, and you got to let that truth wash you and wash you and wash you and wash you and wash you, because we got to wash out a lot of false concepts that we have, and we've got to take on and be willing to accept our responsibility. Because if we do not accept our place of responsibility, we're still sitting in the grandstands. God does not have a bunch of people sitting in the grandstands watching a game down here on the field. The grandstands, he destroyed them. There's only one place. It's on the racetrack. Yeah, they're in heaven. Good point. That's good. Okay? They're ones that have already been translated off the racetrack. But for the rest of us,
they won.
Yeah, they won. That's a good point. They came across the finish line. And in God's race, everybody is a winner. Glory. That thrills my heart. It always has. This is not the race where we're trying to beat each other out. In God's economy, everyone's a winner. And who do we win? We win Christ. The upward call of God in Christ Jesus. And when the Spirit of God is working in you and me, then you're just as concerned about the race runner on your right and left as you are about yourself.
We rejoice for those who rejoice.
And when somebody starts to stumble, you're going to reach down and pick them up. You're not just going to run up ahead and say, well, I'm going. Not in this race. You're going to reach down. You're going to pick up your fellow runner. And if you need to carry him across the finish line, you'll do it. Glory. Can't take any more tonight. Yes, go ahead.
About Josh's question. Speaking of ministering unto the Lord, I think part of it comes from Acts 1, verse 8. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. You shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. He didn't say witnesses to the world. He said a witness unto him.
said tonight, but I just really sense that God really wants us to grip that truth.
Amen.
If, I mean, we nod our heads very well that if I bump my hand, it's all bruised and swollen, my whole attention will be to it. But do we really see the practicality of that? This body working out today and now. And I think that God really wants us to take this and become reality in our lives. Do we really stop and, you know, help a brother up, a sister up? Do we really care for other members as we would care if we were hurting? You know, we're not going to go on and do something fun if we're really hurting or aching. We're going to care for that member that's hurting, and I sense that God wants to broaden our understanding of that.
Amen. Amen. Glory.